In Maroochydore, Nikki, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
We're well, and we're so pleased we get to hear from you because, like me, you are now officially the survivor of a freak accident. So great that we can talk to you this afternoon. What happened? What was the freak accident you survived?
The story is that I actually impaled myself while getting out of bed to go to the toilet.
What? What did you impale yourself on in your bedroom?
So I impaled my knee on a pair of scissors.
How did this happen?
Well, it turns out, our scissors had gone missing, and it turns out that my
knee... Nikki, were these the good scissors? So Mum was already filthy.
Oh, these were the good scissors.
Yeah,
these,
good scissors.
The ones you definitely can't run with. These are the good ones. Yeah. These are the ones that live in the kitchen drawer.
Yeah, no, okay. These are the big, 20-centimetre long scissors.
Yeah, the wheelchair ones. The good ones had their own little case that when you pulled them out, it sharpened. Mm.
So you got out of bed.
And they were in your room, were they?
I was living with my husband, this only happened like a year ago.
Oh, this was a childhood injury.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, okay. I thought this was a childhood injury. Okay, yeah.
No, so it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I had to get out, call over my husband to get out of bed. So,
but did you? How did the scissors end up in your body?
They were hiding between the end of the mattress and the foot of the bed frame.
Oh, so they'd fallen down there, and they were facing up.
Yeah, they were facing upwards.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
And my knee found them at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh no! What? So what?
This is sending me all tingly
into like your kneecap.
No, so this is what happened. I was like 2 days in hospital waiting for surgery. And they told me, they had x-rays and everything, and they told me that if it was 2 more millimetres to the right, I would have destroyed my knee completely.
No way.
Wow.
And I'd actually admit that they were really surprised that I'd missed everything in court.
Because you've probably
knee.
Got a major artery somewhere along.
Well, you've got a major artery in your thigh. Is that your carotid artery, I think? Does that run down there?
That's your femoral artery.
Your femoral artery, next to your femur. That's why it's called the femoral artery. That's right, yeah.
I'm feeling all funny.
Yeah.
Well, wow. So Nick, now every night do you just check the edge of the bed? Some kids check under the bed for monsters. Do you check for scissors?
Scissors are not allowed in the bedroom at all.
I wouldn't have thought so.
So
glad you're here to talk to us, Nick. You have a great afternoon. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Bye. In Kareelpa, Paulie, how are you?
Yeah, good, boys. How you going?
Mate, again,
good.
Relieved we're here to talk to you, mate. Were you a survivor of a freak accident?
100%, mate.
What'd you 100%. Do, big boy? Share your story. What happened?
Okay, this is going back many years ago when I lived in Canberra, and me and my mates were out playing a game of golf. And
was the accident moving to Canberra? Because no one's ever gone there on purpose.
No, the accident was being born in Canberra, mate. So we're playing a game of golf. We're playing a beer per hole. So by around 8th hole, we've had 8 beers, and we're getting a bit loosey-goosey on the safety aspect.
Yes.
So I've hit my ball down the fairway, got in the cart, gone down. I thought I'd better hide behind a tree while my mate hits the ball. I hear this, heads, as I've turned around. No kidding, 2 feet from my head, the ball wedged in to a tree right next to me.
Oh,
so let's be serious
between,
here, Paulie. If that hits
in between two branches it wedged.
If that hits you, are you not talking to us, the Savo, you reckon?
I've probably lost an eye and I'd be a pirate.
Oh,
but yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, you hear about some serious golf injuries where people have got a stray ball in the head.
Yep. It wasn't far off.
Who would have thought? And that's it. See, who would have thought the worst thing about being in Canberra is getting hit in the head with a golf ball?
People hide behind trees when we're teeing off. So I can understand.
People hide behind trees when they say they live in Canberra. Yeah,
yeah. Well, Paulie, the good thing is if Albie and I are playing golf, if you get anywhere outside about 14 metres, you're safe.
You're safe as houses. Yeah, just stand in front of us.
Yeah, that's the safest place to be. Paulie, it's a miracle you're here to talk to us. You have a great afternoon.
You too, boys. Bye.